Numbers chapter 1. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, every male, one by one, from 20 years old and upward, all who are able to go out to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall count them by their divisions. With you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Eliezer, the son of Shedeur. Of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Of Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eli Asaph, the son of Deul. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are the names who were called of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers. They were the heads of the thousands of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men who are mentioned by name. They assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. They declared their ancestry by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, one by one. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai, the children of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of their names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those who were counted of it, according to the number of the names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Judah, were 74,600. Of the children of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the numbers of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, of the children of Ephraim, their generations, by their family, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. of the children of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. The children of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war. Those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those who were counted, for Moses and Aaron counted, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. They were each one for their father's house. So all those who were counted of the children of Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war in Israel, even all those who were counted were 603,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not counted among them, for Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not count, neither shall you take a census of them among the children of Israel, but appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishings, and over all its belongings. They shall carry the tabernacle and all of its furnishings, and they shall take care of it, and shall encamp around it. When the tabernacle is to move, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to set up, the Levites shall set it up. The stranger who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by its own camp, and every man by his own standard, according to their divisions, but the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. The Levites shall be responsible for the tabernacle of the testimony." Thus the children of Israel did, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so they did. Numbers chapter 2. Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "The children of Israel shall encamp every man by his own standard, with the banners of their fathers' houses. At a distance from the tent of meeting shall they encamp around it. Those who encamp on the east side toward the sunrise shall be of the standard of the camp of Judah, according to their divisions. And the prince of the children of Judah shall be Nashon, the son of Amminadab, his division, and those who were counted of them were 74,600. Those who encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. The prince of the children of Issachar shall be Nethanel, the son of Zuar. His division, and those who were counted of it, were 54,400. The tribe of Zebulun, and the prince of the children of Zebulun, shall be Eliab, the son of Helon. His division, and those who were counted of it, were 57,400. All who were counted of the camp of Judah were 186,400, according to their divisions. They shall set out first. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their divisions. The prince of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. His division, and those who were counted of it, were 46,500. Those who encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon. The prince of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. His division, and those who were counted of them, were 59,300. The tribe of Gad, and the prince of the children of Gad, shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. His division, and those who were counted of them, were 45,650. All who were counted of the camp of Reuben, were 151,450, according to their armies. They shall set out second. Then the tent of meeting shall set out, with the camp of the Levites in the middle, the camps in the middle of the camps. As they encamp, so shall they set out, every man in his place, by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their divisions, and the prince of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud. His division and those who were counted of them were 40,500. Next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and the prince of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. His division and those who were counted of them were 32,200. The tribe of Benjamin and the prince of the children of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. His army and those who were counted of them were 35,400. All who were counted of the camp of Ephraim were 108,100, according to their divisions. They shall set out third. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan, according to their divisions. And the prince of the children of Dan shall be Haizer, the son of Amishadai. His division and those who were counted of them were 62,700. Those who encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the prince of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ochran. His division and those who were counted of them were 41,500. The tribe of Naphtali and the prince of the children of Naphtali shall be Hariah, the son of Enan. His division and those who were counted with them were 53,400. All who were counted of the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall set out last by their standards. These are those who were counted of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses. All who were counted of the camps according to their armies were 3,550. But the Levites were not counted among the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So they encamped by their standards. And so they set out, every one by their families, according to their fathers' houses.